would take all of 6 minutes to do the whole thing.
Will you accept that? Do I hear any objections?
No.
Let's combine the motions.
Okay, rather than combine motions?
Yeah, the motion is. Let's restate the motion so folk will know what we're doing here.
For national program.
And we're going to vote on this.
Jim Kraft and Hank Lamb motion?
Is to have each candidate, proposed candidate, speak 1 minute as to why they would want to be on the Pacifica National Board. This is circumventing an election. This is not an election. This is just a discussion. So we'll be clear about that. Now, Mr. Secretary, when you set up your computer, I think everybody's clear about the motion. This is 1 minute discussion for each person on your paper who have stated they want to serve on the Pacifica National Board. I ask that you prepare yourselves. We will be timed. You have 1 minute, and your purpose, use that 1 minute for whatever, and then we're going back to the original motion, which is to close. Go ahead.
Yeah, Lewis, Hank Lamb, Nancy Santafara, Jessica Polinar, Alon, Alicia Patel.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
Can I get a second? Oh, I got a second. Ms. Patel, 2 withdrawals. I'm down to 3. Can I get a third? Going once?
We got 4.
Going twice? Going 3 times?
We got 4.
Going 4 times?
We got 4
times. Going 5 times? 6 times. Okay, we're down to 3 candidates.
Who withdraws?
Patel and Apollinar withdraw, so we're down to 4. Okay. Now.
6 minutes to get down to
4. 4 minutes. Okay, 4 minutes. 4 minutes. Are you ready?
Okay.
We've got Mike Lewis, yeah. Alon, Nancy Sabanatomi, Hank Lamb. Am I missing anyone? Okay. 1 minute.
Mike.
Okay, I'd like to be on the National Programming Board because I've got a degree in National Committee. I've got a degree in broadcasting. I've worked for radio and television stations. I've helped out with programming in the past, and I worked for 15 years instructional television at the University of Houston, helping out with student production programs at the university. And the prison show, volunteered for the past 2 years on KPFT.
You've got 30 seconds.
And I would just like to, you know, add that I've helped out with the prison show, even though I've only had one parking ticket in my life. I've never been arrested. And Ray Hill asked why I wanted to help out.
Oh, you got to do better than that. We're working on it. Don't worry.
Ray Hill says you're still working on it.
You know, hard, man. 10 seconds.
And that's what I'd like to help out KPFT and keep it running and working with the public. And my experience from the past, I think I can do that.
Let the record reflect that station manager, general manager,
had
arrived. Next up,
Hank Lamb.
I'd like to be on the National Programming Committee because I care about bringing new listeners to this KPFT and Pacifica in general. I think KPFT right now is probably the model of all our stations. I consider us the flagship. We've got the least amount of problems of the 5 stations. And I think the 2 programs that I'm on right now, Electro Love Radio Show on the HD3, which is the hinterlands of radio, as far as KPFT is concerned, but not as far as radio is concerned, and the prison show are both dedicated to bringing new listeners. The prison show is a program that has a constant flow of new prisoners through the system and a constant flow of new listeners and their families. Electro Love Radio Show is based on music primarily played at festivals. Has very, very little airplay on radio, but these festivals have 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 50,000,
80,000. 1 minute.
Time's up.
Oh, time's up. I'm sorry. Next up,
Nancy.
Okay. I've been in the program committee, and what we have covered is it's usually on a Friday night because all the other nights are taken with others. So you have to be willing to give up at least 2.5 to 3 hours on a Friday night so far, unless we could squeeze in and figure out some other way. We've also considered Saturdays and Sundays. it just seems like programming is, we missed 3 non-quorum meetings out of, I think, 6 or 7 meetings, and that's why I went back and looked at the records and cleaned up. 6 people had missed, you know, too many. So please help keep that, whoever gets on the quorum, and we are covering underwriting. We took a vote. One member wanted to get $35,000 to a show, and we all voted. He was the only one that's voted yes. This kind of problem comes. National programming, where we can cover health care on all, for all, like HR 676. We can do lots of things for education, closing of the schools.
Time.
Shoot.
Last.
I want to pray.
Okay, I have grown up in 5 different states, attended 13 different schools by the time I graduated from high school, and although I don't have any academic degrees, I do have experience and observations, a lot of different cultures around this country. And believe it or not, though I'm a member of this local station board, the majority of my radio listening time is not KPFT. A sizable portion of it is. Almost 50% of my time is KPFT. But I do listen to some other stations and the programs that they have.
15 seconds.
And I have a great interest in different cultural diversities, which our station provides. And I would like to continue to emphasize different ethnicities and cultures on our radio stations. Thank you.
Time. That concludes the request from the member that each person who requests to be appointed from this body to the Programming Committee of the Pacifica National Board. Now, we must make the difficult decision. Are there any members of the 4 standing members? Can I get 2 of you to withdraw? All right, didn't expect it, but it's only right to ask. So now, I would like to hear from, yes ma'am.
I just want to add one thing real quick, because the Programming Committee has been
just
to follow us. But if you're considering being part of the Programming Committee, a good part of it is scoping out new stuff, not necessarily changing what's existing. So, yeah, you might take an hour or 2 on a Friday night for the meeting, but that's really the heart of it, is trying to get more blood, new blood, fresh, you know, programming, and not necessarily changing what's existing.
Yes, Mr. Kropka.
I'd like to make a motion after pointing out that that was a violation of the first motion.
Well, it wasn't a question, though.
In order of easing the voting process, you have it on your computer, right?
Voting process? No.
Like I said, you have it easy.
I have timer.
But we've got keeping track of y'all talking and how many times you're talking on particular issues.
Instead of somebody in the audience filling out the ballots, is there any way we could all take a pen and write Mike, Hank, Nancy? And put 4 lines next to them, 1, 2, 3, 4, instead of somebody filling out the ballots, and then we turn those in to the designated secretary.
And what Ryder's doing now.
Yes.
So, do I hear any objections? Yes, ma'am.
Point of information. What is the amended change in the procedure? I mean, are we just going to put down a single name, or we're going to go through this classifying 1, 2, 3, 4 the candidates?
Well, the candidates will be classified based on number and name. So you're going to do your preference. Is that correct?
Yes.
You'll do your preference. And with 18 members here, we ought to be able to get this done in the first round.
So
members are clear. You've got 4 names. And you can rank them according to the way you want them. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Pardon me. Point of order.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chair, we cannot encourage people to carry the ballot, stuff like this. At this rate, somebody will turn in 2, somebody will turn in 1.
Good idea. Give me more paper.
That's too much confusion.
That's too
there should be 1 person walking around and picking them up.
So if we have people that are turning into, they need to be gone.
You got to think like a criminal.
But you got to catch them first.
Are we supposed to buy tickets as opposed to just any scrap paper?
Yes, sir.
George has some.
Can I hand out these ballots? They are numbered from 1 through 18 and 19.
There we go.
You can then write the names down, you can then put the order down, and I'll collect them. They'll all be numbered. You can hear how many ballots are handed out. If you hear how many ballots are handed in, it'll be a standard collection except you will write them down instead of somebody else picking out the ballot.
Please do not knock over the cans.
Yeah, go on the outside of it.
This is the.
Is that acceptable?
We have 18 members here.
Mr. Chair, is that acceptable?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, it is acceptable. Y'all got me totally confused here now. It's 18 members.
19.
18.
So we need 20 ballots.
19.
I'm going to go with what the secretary said.
19.
How many people do you have on the road?
19.
20 people.
Yes,
is Tony, do you exclude Tony?
Oh, Tony left.
Tony left.
Okay.
Hold on, hold on. Hold on. We need order. We need silence. We need attention. Yes, ma'am. Ms. Castellano.
I just want to put a question, and that is regarding my point of information. We're putting down the three names or the four names.
They're good, though. They didn't break.
I'd like to point out this is the Basilica Stations of the Cross.
Hold on. We don't have order here, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have order.
Point of information.
We don't have order.
Who's the fourth candidate?
Will you please stop speaking out of order? First off.
Well, I didn't finish my question.
Well, I'm trying to get order. You're not going to get the question answered. I'm trying to get order. I'm trying to get the members to concentrate on the chair, not on each other. Thank you. No more outbursts. Raise your hands. Eventually the chair will call on you. The lady has the floor. She's asking a question, a point of information.
So the four candidates for the Programming Committee of the Pacifica National Board are Mike Lewis, Alana Lana Purim, Nancy
Salvador,
and Nadi
Fumbi.
And who's the fourth one?
Hank
Brown. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Do you have a point of order or a point of information, Nancy?
No, I want to know, do I write on the side that says the number or on the back side?
Right on either side, Nancy, because it's only one ballot.
Are we writing in a particular order? Or just
your order of preference.
Okay. My order of preference.
Yes, your order of preference. Because if we have to have a runoff, we'll still have preference on it. Okay, put 1, 2, 3, 4 right beside them then.
First choice.
No, if you just want one or two, you just put one or two. That means you don't get to vote in the third round.
Point of information, Mr. Chair. Yes.
Can we get Cliff to bring him in?
Yeah, that's good. Cliff, could you help us out? Cliff. Could you help us out? I'll bring them to you. I want you to hold on to them for just a minute. Yes, ma'am.
Is it obligatory to put all four names down?
No.
It's obligatory to put one, I think.
Are we supposed to fold them once or twice? I'm sorry.
Might have been Hank Lamb, Nancy, and all.
And I was the only one who did
white pants. We got 20 now.
No, you can hand it to him yourself, Doc. Wait. George?
George?
Yeah,
now I want them to go. George,
yes.
Put him in. Put him in.
Susie,
give it to me when you get it.
Ask your volunteers.
Nancy.
Thanks.
James.
Okay.
All right. Let the record reflect Member Susan Moreno is present. Let the record reflect, Mr. Secretary, that Susan Moreno is present. And now I'm going to ask a member, unaffected member from the audience or two, who understand STB balloting, I'd like for you to be responsible for the calculation.
But not touch it.
Each, I'll allow four members that are not, four members who are on this ballot to go back there and view, because you are the ones affected, so we don't have it too crowded. But I recognize that probably two, no more than three individuals in the room who have any degree of knowledge of STB. So I'm going to ask you to come forward. You know who I'm talking to.
Bill.
So Bill and Ted. Yes, Ted. Yeah, I want the two of you to collect the ballots from our...
From Clinton.
He's our ballot... Barry, he's a guard. He's holding on to him. And now the four of you go back there and look at them processing these ballots, okay? You have a right to go back and look at them processing ballots.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, yes.
Have you found a vaccine for that?
No, I have
no vaccine?
Look at it.
It's a hot rod.
Have any vaccine?
I asked the four members who were on the ballot to come forth, and I don't have one of them. Ladies and gentlemen, the meeting is not suspended. I still need order, but I need the four people who are on the ballot to come over to the table. I don't want to hear anything after the collection of the counting of these ballots. Now is the time for you to be challenging or making way over here to see how these ballots are being processed.
Sir, Mr. Crumpton. I make a motion that we temporarily suspend the order of the agenda and go to the KPFD recognition right now in the interest
of... Do I hear any objections?
Second.
I hear any objections.
We don't know. Could you repeat that, please?
I'll be glad to.
I have not heard it distinctly.
Mr. Crosper moves that we suspend the order of the agenda and move up, bring forth the what?
Recognition.
Any objections?
Limited time.
1 minute per person. For any recognition, Mr. Secretary, could you time this, please?
Who we need?
1 minute for recognition per person. All right, let's go, Mr. Crawford. Nancy, I'll get you. You got to come over here, though.
Recognize Tony for working so hard on the raffle and the members who donated the prizes. Recognize Teresa and Bill for working so hard on the radio alerts.
Mark.
I'd like to recognize our engineer, because I have heard in the last week at several meetings about how our transmitter is barely operating at all. I drove to Missouri a couple of weeks ago, and I was able to pick up KPFT clearly until I crossed into the city limits for the Livingston rebroadcast, whatever that little town is, I can't remember the name of it.
Goodrich.
Which case I was able to listen to KPFT from Goodrich to Livingston
even
at 20
signal,
miles PM. So if our transmitter is so broken, I got to compliment our engineering staff that can get that kind of distance. I think if you go any further out into the hinterlands like that, we'll probably have KKK marches coming down to us.
You're right. Nancy?
Yes, with ears you can hear better, and when we can't hear anything here in Houston, with ears you can hear. Some kind of technical thing.
Thank
but
you.
I would like to say, following Mark's suggestion, recognition, In the last week, we were, had dead air several time drop-offs, but the longest was 9 minutes that I counted. And Otis McClay, Steve Brightwell, the chief engineer, and Bobby Modagas, I would like to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Whatever they magic they do, and even whatever beyond them. That's what I love.
What she said.
Recognition? Yes, ma'am. Oh, no more recognition?
Oh, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I simply want to recognize the Tom Hartman program, which has been broadcasting now before, I think, the Democracy Now! In the morning, but in any event, with regards to two programs, one of which dealt with the disguised limitations of the Affordable Care Act and how the insurance corporations essentially are still and very much in control of health care in the United States. And then secondly, the program that was broadcast over KPFT airwaves.
Silence.
Over the Tom Hartman.
Silence. We need order.
Especially,
need regard, order.
Especially regarding the 50th anniversary on the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
I'm going to need y'all to cut the chatter.
Yeah, but in any event, the quality of those programs were outstanding, and again, it underscores the need to really address the transmitter problem.
Any further recognition? Yes, sir.
I'd like to recognize the program director for not carrying the meeting at the end of speech.
Not buying into the propaganda, huh? Also, I'd like to recognize the hard work that Teresa Allen is doing and the whole crew, the whole committee on the Ray Hill Roast and Toast. Teresa's been kind of humble. She's gotten thousands of dollars of auction items that will be available. I hope we give her an opportunity to tell you so some of you get there and do some of the silent auction items, and one of which is she'll tell you about that. And I'd also like to give recognition to myself as the chair. I had a special programming on KPFT Sunday night. We raised over $300 to just demonstrate that if you do dynamic programming, that you can cause people to give even when it's not fundraising time. And we did get 4 additional memberships. So we had a mini drive in just 2.5 hours and raised over $300 in 4 or 5 memberships. So I just want to pat myself on the back. All right. I believe we probably are coming close to some results, but I see no reason why we won't use Mr. Crofter's example and allow and ask Mr. Mark, who made the original suggestion, that we go ahead and, Mr. Mark, make a special motion that we move up the report from the cab, because our intent were to allow her to leave. Any objections? All right, we're going to hear the cab report.
Oh, we'll give it much time, so we'll get reported back for the election.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and everybody here, all of the cabinet, or LSP. Well, I'm here to give the CAB report, and most of you know me. For those of you who don't, my name is Mary Ann Martinez. I'm the chair of the KPFT Community Advisory Board. And I'm just going to go over basically some of the highlights of our CAB report. I mailed this out to everyone. Did anybody not receive it? Anybody on this board not?
I got it.
Okay. I'm just going to go over some of the highlights with you, okay? And I'll just cut it short. KPFT Community Advisory Board is charged with the completion of a community needs assessment as mandated by the Corporation of Public Broadcasting. It's our goal to complete a thorough assessment incorporating 3 elements: online survey, town hall meeting, and community outreach. In the process of completing this assessment, the Community Advisory Board discovered that as of December 2014, KPFT has 7,258 listener members. That's 169, or 2% more than last year. In addition, KPFT has 2 translators, one in Galveston one in Goodrich, and the third one in Huntsville. The Huntsville transmitter was dark, but it's been dead on since Thanksgiving Day, November the 24th of 2014. Overall, the signal range of the station is approximately 50-mile radius outside of Houston. So what we've done this past year was we did some outreach. We managed to hit a few places. We went to the Art Car Parade, the Harris County AFL-CIO Union Hall, Sierra Club. We also had a town hall meeting, and some of our members outreached at the Kilmer Outdoor Theater. A brief overview of the town hall meeting was held in June at the AFL-CIO Union Hall. Our intent was to educate the community about Pacifica, encourage interest in PAPFP, and obtain feedback on how communities could better serve our station. Okay, so we also did a community needs survey. And we planned that and set up a survey, which I'll tell you about in just a little bit. So basically, the highlights of the survey were this. We had some questions. This year, we had 12 questions total. 8 of the questions were open-ended, and 4 were multiple choice. There were only 112 responses to our survey this year, as opposed to last year, where we had 429. So we're trying to figure out what happened, what went wrong this time. The station management provided CAB with an enhanced SurveyMonkey tool, which had some visual graphics. And I meant to put that in the report, but I failed to do that this time on the report that I sent out to y'all. But I will have it in our manager's copy when we provide that to him in a week or two. The question let me just go over the survey real quick here. The question number one asked participants if they're currently members of KPFT. 90% of the responders said they were. 29, or almost 30%, said that they were not members. These were people that responded to the survey. 30% were not members. Another question that we asked, how do they listen? 53%, over half, listen to the station on a radio in the car. Oddly enough, nobody listens on the, nobody that responded to our survey listened on a cell phone. What programs do they listen to? In reverse order, the top 5, all blues programs, the BBC, Lone Star Jukebox and Spare Change Tide, Wide Open Spaces, and Democracy Now! Is number 1. Then we surveyed what time do they listen the most. Most of them listen from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m., and many of them listen from 7 p.m. to 6 p.m. to 3 p.m., and then another 30% listen from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. So this is 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. was the highest rated, and then 3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Weekdays?
Yes, weekdays.
What was that last sentence?
I'm sorry?
Your last sentence?
No questions.
Okay.
So let her finish our report, please.
That's right. And on weekends, most of them was in between the hours of 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the weekends. So that, we asked them several questions that gave us an indication of the situation about this was that we asked so many open-ended questions that it was a little bit harder to analyze than if you asked like questions that are closed-ended, where they just answer yes or no, or to give a straight, direct answer. So what we did was we broke it down in the number of responders, and I'm sure that you all can go through that when you read your own report. One of the things that we found interesting that we asked about zip codes, and we did get quite a few people that are in the Clear Lake area, the Katy area, the Inner Loop, Spring, and the Galveston. 60% of the listeners were male, 40% female, and the majority of our listeners are in their 50s and 60s. So that's the survey. Then we had the town hall meeting overview. The CAP town hall meeting was held on June 21st. We had 25 attendees. And then we, you know, we did the CAB outreach to a variety of groups and events in 2014, mostly in the months of May through July. The purpose of the outreach effort was to inform the public about the KPFT, spread awareness of the upcoming town hall meeting in June, and the CAB attempts to increase our efforts to follow this year by using strategies that will enable us to be more effective. These plans need to be collaborated with other parties prior to taking effect. One of the ideas that CAB has thought of developing is a subgroup of rotating members who will work as a street team at KPFT and during different events around Houston. Summary results. The Community Advisory Board outreached to a variety of groups and events from May through July of 2014. There were six different events where CAB was able to speak to large groups of attendees around KPFT. And CAB held a town hall meeting in June of 2014, and although turnout was small, we felt a degree of success with this meeting. There were 14 members of the listening community who were not a part of the radio staff, governance, or CAB. This year's survey was not as successful as the one in 2013, and this year there was less than one-third of response to our survey than there was last year. In addition, although the total number of responders was small, only 112, one-fourth of those responders said that they were not in the station. Other information we learned about the survey is that over 50% listened to the station on a radio in their car. Top five best programs, the ones I mentioned. Most responders listened during the week from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. On the weekends from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., CAMP survey open-ended questions were often skipped. So we're going to have to reevaluate the way we set up the questions this next year, because the open-ended questions seem to be a little bit of a problem. Words used to describe KPFT: music, community, diversity, and commercial free. And there were many listeners in suburbs nearby towns. The age of responders was 49 to 69 years of age. In summary, in last year's assessment, there were four items of observation that we brought to the attention of the station. These were technical issues, fundraising, membership, and community services. Due to the nature of volunteer-operated radio, there will always be instances where the radio is not perfect. However, we do want to commend station management in their effort to make improvements and to ensure that the transmitter in Huntsville will have got turned back on. This past year, membership levels have increased by 2%, and we see that as a significant amount, so long as it continues to increase. Community services were also a concern mentioned frequently in last year's survey responses, and the station made great efforts encouraging participation that is for old and new listeners and members. An excellent example was the recent focus groups. I don't know if y'all got an opportunity to participate. I did. And these were organized by the station, and they brought many people who listened to the station together to talk and exchange ideas on how to keep the station moving forward.
We're in trouble now.
We censored art.
Wow. We've lost our welcome.
We clean it up, we just spread them out.
Yeah.
Well, sorry to interrupt you. I'm going to give you another minute. But we got to figure this out because this is, we may not be welcome again.
No, we are here without ever paying, you know.
Yes. Okay, we'll clean this up after your report. Go ahead.
Your
wallets out, like proper.
Well, there's three areas we focus on: outreach, town hall meeting, and the community needs survey. So, as far as the outreach goes, this year, CAP will be focused on more outreach. We'd like to reach out to areas inside and outside of the loop. We also realize that although it's important to remember that we are separate and distinct from governance and staff, it may be beneficial to work on projects with station staff and OSC outreach committee. The town hall meeting. CAB will hold a minimum of one town hall meeting this year. Having that meeting at the same time each year would enable us to allow the community to know when to expect those meetings to occur. Community needs survey. We would like to have a survey run at about the same time each year if possible, so that listeners can anticipate and to expect the survey. And we hope that might help get our response rate a little bit higher this year. In addition, Pat will work to make the survey questions easier to answer, while at the same time gathering the relevant information that we need from our listeners. And thank you for your time and attention.
Well, hold on. Now, because of the hard work the CAB has done over the year, I think it's not fair for us to allow you to spend all that time and drive all this way down. While I have questions, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to ask them. Well, the fact that she sent this report through email, and I would have that you would have read the report and had some questions for her for submission, but for the sake of time, we can't get to everybody's questions. So we'll need some kind of process by which, who wants to ask her a question? Will you raise your hand? Good, just two people? All right, we'll be able to manage that.
So one question is, you have responses from people who are not paid up members. How did you get their email
address? I
don't ask you.
Well, the way that we get the people who reply to the survey, George, is that Robin does send an email address, I believe, to all the listener members, but they also announce it on the radio, so that whoever's listening. Mm-hmm. So apparently we have a lot of listeners.
Dwayne, what's the number?
Oh, yeah.
One out of 16 listeners give? Is that correct?
Roughly.
So that's how you get them. One out of 16 people listening are not a giver.
Please, I'm speaking to everybody. I'd like to finish the conversation with her.
Well, let's put a 1 minute. Yes, sir. Go right ahead. We're just going to get some time.
May I finish my question?
Go right ahead.
Were you able to get the email addresses when people register on the site to fill out the forms? Can we get their address for further conversations, so to speak?
I believe it's not. Because we use Survey Monkey. So, yeah, that would be anonymous. But we did have something else. Like an identifier on this enhanced version of the, which I thought was really useful. It's on our station entry that on this enhanced survey monkey, there's like an identifier, and it will tell you what computer it's coming from. And I think that may have been also an issue maybe from last year. There may have been people answering multiple times, and maybe that's why we got such a large response last year. I don't know. But now there's like an identifier, and you can tell if someone has,
answered
more than once.
Same from
the same computer.
One minute up, sir.
How they
do about it? Why they got it?
Next question.
Mr. Crofton.
Last year, you had a very prominent placement on the website for a long period of time. Did you get the same treatment this time?
Well, it was later in the year this time, and I'm not sure if it was running in conjunction with a funder. Yeah, because they have to plug. We really, I think, depend a lot on the. But last year, I'll tell you, that's another thing I didn't do this year. Last year, and I would tell the other cab members, get on the phone, call those programmers. Introduce yourself to them, ask them if they would play the PSA. And it helps, because they do play, if you call them and ask them.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Jessica?
The only thing I wanted to ask is, I appreciate that report. I mean, thank you. Actually, I appreciate you. I don't even know how to put the number on. But the original Survey Monkey thing, I remember when that was first set up, like a couple of years back. Mm-hmm. So the emails that were there at the time, I think they were over 500 or something to that effect. Someone came behind that first survey and cleaned up the emails. Or in other words, it was like, it went everywhere. And so if you're showing less response now, that just tells me that they knocked out a bunch of those emails that we somehow but at the time the survey working was open to that long it was sent out and some people said that they got hold of the email, other people were invited into to our website. So I can kind of see now that you're mentioning this, that the numbers are different because people have been knocked off the list. Yeah. That would make total sense.
Next question. Hank?
Hank Lamb?
I don't know if this is a question or a comment, but do you think it would be helpful to perhaps tie your survey into a fund drive so that we can tell people, not only do we want your money, we also want your opinion?
They could do it, but one of the things I notice is that sometimes they're so busy pitching, and I don't know, I think that was the intent, but it didn't work out that way. You know, because it was tied into them.
Maybe we could include that in our own pitch. To me, it seems like it would be good by fundraising as well. You know, we're after your money, but we also want to know what you want. I'd be happy.
Well, hey, everybody else took their minute, I'll take mine. What did you do differently than you did last year to get that less amount of responses? And what date have you set for your town hall meeting for this year?
Okay, very good question. Well, we haven't actually set a date for the town hall, but guest committee, and I would say probably about the same time like last year, because it takes at least 3 months to...
That was June, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to do two, so we need to coordinate.
To plan.
All right. Well, thank you. Let's give her a hand, y'all, for such a great report. Certainly, she's been working very hard under the cap for the last 2 years. We now have a report from our election supervisors, and out of the four candidates, let me announce that the winners are Mike Lewis and Alan Alon. Well, now we go to item, I have 310, correct me.
Is that all the committees?
I went ahead and withdrew from the governance. There's only two left.
So though they are appointed. Who are appointed to the governance committee?
Joseph Kay and Nancy Sarvard.
Okay. Ma'am,
yes.
You have been appointed to the governance committee. That's where we need to be. Now, yes, ma'am. Okay.
Later.
All right. Next up. On the item as it was changed or amended?
310 Governance Committee.
310 Governance Committee.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
Shouldn't the items Phil Open LSBC and approved minutes be higher than item 310?
Yes.
Well, actually, it was. It is. I mean, so we're actually going to Phil 130 before we get to 310.
And
we're going back up because we went down.
On item approved minutes, I would move we postpone until our next meeting because I think we're going to have a time.
Which one?
The approved minutes, 150. I would move we postpone until our next meeting because I think we're going to have a serious time frame.
Well, I actually think that's what get us in trouble. While we have stacked minutes for 9 months because we just deferred. I suggest we have some pretty clean minutes that if there are any corrections, that we get the corrections done, but I want to put these minutes in the record. Yes, sir.
I move that we accept the three sets of minutes because we can always go back and alter them.
Always.
Yes. Always.
We have a pretty efficient secretary about doing cleaning up. Some secretaries don't go back and clean up, and you can always check them because we're going to publish them on the website. We're not publishing them until they're corrected. But we're going into the record.
And
yes, ma'am.
Just a point of information about the minutes. I have a problem with the minutes, and it'll cause some discussion, I'm sure. But I was informed earlier that one of the reasons that the minutes are the unexcused absence that I have is because there was an extra meeting that was held the same night. I don't know if that's true, but if we do the minutes, we're going to talk about that. And that's going to take time. And I think we have other
Would that be January? That you have in question?
Yep.
There was two meetings.
Right, but do we want to talk about that now? Or do we want
if
to
we are going to,
I'm just telling
if we're going to approve the minutes, we do need to talk about it because if you have an issue with it, you have a right to try to make the adjustment if it's in order. So if we're going to go forward with what's suggested, we're still going to open up that can of everyone who have a concern about the minutes, state your concern about the minutes.
Point of order. We really should be taking up filling the open LSP seat. It's further on up the agenda. We really haven't gotten to the minutes yet.
Technically, we haven't. But that's what I stated in coming back into session from the announcement that we were on 1:30.
Yes.
Now, are we back to 1:30?
No, there's a motion on the floor.
But that motion would be considered out of order.
That
motion would be considered out of order because we've already proved an order. And there were some special order changes, but they were not challenged.
And there was no second.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Was.
So it died on the... You seconded it.
There was a second. I made the motion. You seconded it.
Go ahead.
Point of order, I'm sorry, that replies. The agenda item you're technically on right now is number 145, which is fill open LSP seat. That was my motion to move 1:30 to 1:45 because it was before the agenda. It needed to be part of it.
So I got the right words, just the wrong number. 1:45. Let's move on 1:45. Are there any motions to postpone or any of those kind of motions about 1:45? Yes, sir.
I move that we postpone.
Is there a second?
No, I'm checking.
You object? Is there a second? Does the motion have a second?
I second.
Okay, the motion is second. But then we have an objection. So let's go through the motion. State your objection, Mr. Kraft.
My objection is we cannot not fill the vacancy. It's vacant, and we have to fill it. We cannot exclude that person.
Any other objections? Okay, sounds like this is going to be a discussion then. The discussion with the motion before us is to follow the procedures as we have agreed, which is item 145 is to be taken up now. So what we're discussing is whether or not we're going to move forward with taking up item 145 or not. Yes, sir.
Good information. How many people are here now to speak for themselves?
Good question.
Who are candidates?
I only count three. With the people rise who are candidates for, and would you also state your name so we know we have you in our record. Starting with you. Yes.
Stuart Snow.
Yes. I have them in my record, sir. I have these four in my record, Mr. Crafter, because you are a sitting member. You're not eligible for this seat.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I would like to make a motion to amend the motion that was.
Y'all can sit down now. Thank you.
Postpone the item to add, however, we will allow the potential candidates to make their case before the LSB tonight so we don't drag them back down here.
I object. No.
Uh-oh.
I say for that.
Right now.
I object. If they don't have the stomach for two meetings, better not run.
You are in order to object, but we've got two motions already not dealt with. So.
The motion to postpone
is the original motion. Now, Mr. Mark amended. Mr. Who made the original motion?
Richard Azell.
Richard Azell. And Mr. Mark has amended his motion. So, we're going to deal with that.
May I speak to this?
Yes, sir.
There's nothing in the bylaws of Roberts that says you have to fill the thing immediately. We need to work out a procedure that's fair to all these folks, and we need to make sure that they've all had proper notification. They got the first notification to send something in, but we should have sent out something saying, here's a list of these people, and this is what we're going to ask you to do, so that when they come and do this, that they're, you know, one won't be talking about apples and the other about oranges, and it's only fair. And I don't think we need to fill it right away. I think next time we'll be fine.
Okay, Mr. Azell. Mr. Crafter?
I have an objection to the amended motion. We had a procedure that was stated to these people, these fine people, submit your names, get nominated, tell us your little life history, and be here at the meeting, and we're going to vote for you. Now we're going to say, oh no. No, you're not going to be on.
Okay, I'm dealing with his point of order. Are you finished?
May I call the question?
Are we addressing the amendment or the underlying motion?
We are addressing the underlying motion. Which is...
Did we approve the amendment?
No.
Wouldn't you take up the amendment first?
We should take up the amendment to the amendment first, which is, I believe, Ms. Durzell originally postponed. Then someone made an amendment to that. So before we get to the postponement, we need to dispense of the amendment to the amendment.
Point of information.
Yes.
How many people expressed an interest in this position, sent in a letter of intent, and are not here?
According to the chair, and there are two other people who, incidentally, every piece of information that was submitted by any of these four individuals, your eyes had access to them because they submitted them to the LSB email address. So whether or not you took the time to familiarize yourself with them, but yes, it was, all of them did not submit a bio. All of them did not submit a long writing about why they want to. They were asked to do so. So they're here tonight to explain to you why they want to be and why they feel they're eligible and they're a good candidate. And that's where we're not getting yet because of these motions. Go ahead.
Well, my question was very simple. How many other people submitted an intent and are not here?
None.
One.
Who is that?
The lady with the health clinic.
I need a name. If you don't have a name, then I can't hear it. But I have names according to the email trail. And if some of you have your emails open, all you got to do is put in LSB, and all five or six of those folk will come up. I counted four that are here tonight, and they knew they were supposed to be here tonight. And so I agree with the concern that we have a process that we've already put forward. Whether or not you can come to a conclusion, that's a whole different story. But to allow the process to go forward, which is to allow these officers, able, willing people to come down in this weather and state their cases to you, it's not unusual for you not to be able to come to a conclusion, but you ought to let that process go forward. Yes, ma'am.
Just about point of information. So the one person that didn't show up, the other four that did, we're not precluded from voting for that person?
No. Get somebody to come up with their name, because I don't have it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead. I didn't hear that because. Go ahead.
My wife, Deb Shafto, sent in wanted to run for the position. I don't know whether she didn't read it carefully or what, but she didn't know she was supposed to be here tonight.
Well, the only concern I have, Doc, is that I monitored the emails according to the cutoff date, and if other members can vouch for Deborah Shafto, that's fine, but. I cut off, and I didn't see a Deborah Shafto candidacy request with my cutoff, me personally. I've got to go to, then I'll come to Alana. Teresa?
Mr. Chair, I'm just confused as to what exactly is on the floor for discussion right now. Are we on amendment or amendment? What is the, okay,
can we state
the primary motion is to postpone, and the amendment is to?
We restate. Mr. Mark, will you restate your amendment to the motion?
The amendment was that we amend the motion to postpone by allowing the people who have come down here to present themselves to us to go forward in that presentation.
Okay.
And I didn't mean to motivate. I will motivate. I just think it's plain out rude if you don't give them the opportunity to speak.
Hear, hear.
Whether we as a body can come up with a clear understanding that if I didn't put it in as an amendment, and then the motion passed, then we have to look at them and say thanks, but maybe some other comment. And I don't want to do that.
Do you still have a comment or a question?
Yes. I would like to say I am for them having to give their presentation, and I would encourage us to, I guess, say no to your postponement, because I would like to vote by email to the secretary or...
I'm going to get a motion to close here real soon.
So these people can be seated at our next meeting.
Alon, and then I hope... Alon?
The name you were looking for, I think, according to my emails, was Mary Beth Bond of Wellness Without Walls.
Mary Beth?
V-A-U-N.
Ladies and gentlemen, you need to write that down. Mary Beth.
V-A-U-N.
V-A-U-N. And see, that's why I say we need to check the record then, because I do recall Mary Beth coming through before the deadline.
Yeah. V-A-U-N as in Nancy, not M as in mother.
Mary Beth, one word.
Madam PNB member, and then Mr. Kraft.
I think that we went through the whole ESP meeting last month to approve this process, to go to put the deadline that was March 4th or something like that. We cannot keep fiddling with this. Come on. We have the people here. For the, how many people applied? Five?
Four out of five are here.
Four sitting here. I mean, it's totally rude for us. Tell people in the PSAs that this will be the, and then how can we start like that? Let the people talk, go to the vote, and get something back.
Mr. Crocker.
Since that's irrelevant to the motions on the floor, I call the question so we can move forward.
The question, before we call the question, I need to recognize Mr. Erza, who has the original motion on the floor.
I understood. I was at the last meeting. I voted for all this stuff. But I was of the understanding that we were going to build another list so that we could fill posts as they happen, not have an individual election every time. If we do that, we're going to be spending all kinds of time.
That's not what the bylaws charge us to do, to build a list. We're not the election body. We only have the responsibility to replace. The bylaws are clear. We are to replace a member. That you can't get any clearer than that. Doesn't say anything about creating a list of possible candidates.
Doesn't say you can't do that.
Well, it doesn't say we can't do a lot. We have to determine that. But I don't want to open up that whole new can of worms of a new process. You voted on a process that you just admitted yourself. You may have misinterpreted that process.
We have time to do this tonight. We've got.
I don't know. But the point is that everyone around the table trying to say, let's go with the process we have, and if we get to that, we'll get to that. But at least allow the candidates to make their case so you'll have enough information inside of you to make an intelligent decision.
Orders of the day.
Orders of the day.
Orders of the day.
Okay, the motion, the amended motion before us is, the amended motion before us, since it is a big building and everybody needs to hear, I'm not yelling at you. I'm making my voice clear enough that the people in the back can hear me. So, having said that, the motion before us is a motion which is an amendment to the original motion to allow candidates to make their statements. After you dispense of this motion, you still need to deal with the motion to postpone. But first, let's deal with the amendment to the motion, which is to allow the candidates that are present to fulfill what we motioned and agreed to last session. Now, are you prepared to vote?
Yes.
You will be voting in favor of the amended motion to allow, or you will vote no against the amended motion to not allow.
Point of order.
Yes, sir.
The first vote is on the amendment. The second vote would be on the amended motion if it passes. So the vote now is just on the amendment to the motion, which is to allow all the people who are here to speak.
That's what I just said. That's what I just said. I guess we just have to disagree to agree. Those in favor of the amended motion, please raise your hand.
I'm sorry.
One, two, three, four, five. Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
What
are we voting?
This. I'm asking a question to hopefully clarify this.
All right.
It's not mutually exclusive by us saying we're going to allow them to speak their minute. We still have the right to go through our process if we vote for this amendment, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what we know on the whole motion.
Point of information.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Two chances
to knock it down.
Okay.
Well, but we all agree. I mean, what I don't understand is the motion. When you amend the motion, it pertains to the original motion. Mm-hmm. If we accept the motion to let them talk and all of us agree, mm-hmm. then that will be part of the other motion that we disagree.
It's all together.
And then why are we wasting time?
Because it's called procedures.
No.
It's a process that we're going through.
No, because the amendments have to do with the original.
You got to dispense. When a person brings an amendment and make an amendment to the amendment, you just can't ignore it, even if it conflicts.
So we're voting to let them talk, right?
Yes.
Okay. I want to let them talk.
Yes, sir. So let's be clear, because I agree with the confusion that exists here based on the challenges that have been made.